Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, God, for this wonderful time, this Easter period. We thank you, God, for how you've preserved our life. We are grateful, oh God, because you have been our God. Since last year up till now, oh Lord, we have come to give you all the glory, all the honor, all the adoration. Thank you for preserving our beloved ones. And thank you, God, for all those who follow us on this program. Thank you, God, for the great benefit you have done in their life. Thank you, God, for every family. Blessed be your name, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray that, Lord, even the spirit of this season, which is love and selflessness, Father, to dwell in our heart. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, for the word of today. Please, Father, touch the life of everyone listening to this our program this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus this morning. On behalf of all of us in Christian Dominion Network Ministries, otherwise called Dominion Tabernacle, I want to wish all our listeners, you know, happy Easter period in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray that the grace of God will increase upon your life and the purpose why Jesus Christ died for us on the cross will continue to manifest in our life and in our nation Nigeria in the name of Jesus Christ. We also pray that in the name of Jesus, between now and next year, I pray that we have a meaningful testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. To God be the glory. I wish you, you know, happy Easter. And I pray that God will meet you at the point of needs in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you please help me to call somebody or to phone somebody that this program, Church on Air, is on this channel. And God is about to bless us, you know, this Easter Saturday in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We are going to continue with our sharing on overflowing favor. And today, I'll just be sharing with you on the principles that attract overflowing favor. The principles that attract overflowing favor. Hallelujah. But let me start by saying that many believers are lingering in one place. They have prayed, they have fasted, waited for years, yet nothing happening in their life. I don't know if you are one of these people. You know, you are lingering in one place. You know, you have prayed. You fasted. You know, you waited for years. But nothing happened. You know, you need divine favor. You need divine favor. To move to the next level of life, you need divine favor. Why? One day of favor is worthy a thousand days of labor. Let me come again. That one day of favor is worth a thousand days of labor. You know, so God can do for you in one day what it takes other many years to accomplish. You know, God can do for you in one day. That is why I believe and I know and I pray and prophesy to your life this morning, you know, that what others have done for years, you know, you will accomplish it in one day. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, follow me very. Let's look at the book of Psalm. Psalm 5, verse 12. Psalm 5, verse number 12.
For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will thou compass him as with a shield.
May God compass you with favor as a shield in the name of Jesus Christ. May God visit you, you know, and may God favor your life. You know, favor your family. Favor your children in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, we have said that favor is a spirit of approval. When God approves your life, you know, favor is a spirit of approval, goodwill, and likening. You know, it's a time that you are regarded, or you are treated, you know, with great favor. So that is favor, which I know is coming to your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Favor is blessing from God that you do not deserve. I think we explained this one last time. You know, it's a blessing from God. You do not deserve it. You know, it just came to you. You know, you can't explain why you received them. It just came. You cannot even explain. You know, why? Because God has packaged it for you. Hallelujah. You see, favor can be displaced in many forms. You know, it can be displaced in wealth. It can be displaced in riches. It can be displaced in connection. That is, you need a connection. You know, like a lady, she came to me and she says she needed a connection to one big man in Nigeria. And you know what now? Through favor, she was connected. And because of that, the lady was lifted. Can you see now? So favor can, you know, favor can be in form of connection. Favor can be in form of wisdom. Like how God favored Solomon with wisdom. Oh my God, it was unique. It was great. You know, favor can be in form of compassion. It can be in form of knowledge. Knowledge that is making impact. You know, people who are knowledgeable are impactful people. And it can be in form of health. That is to say, you live a whole year without going to the hospital. You live a whole year without taking a little drug. That is favor. And you know what now? As a believer, you belong to a highly favored kingdom. As a believer, you belong, that is where you belong to a highly favored kingdom. Let's read Psalm 132. No, we are going to read from verse 13 to 18. Psalm 132 from verse 13 to 18.
For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless our provision. I will satisfy our poor with bread. I will also clothe our priest with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There will I make the horns of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for my anointed. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish.
Wow, I love this scripture. You know, he said, but the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for what? For his habitation. You know, God has desired you. And he had decided, you know, to favor you. Can you see now? Now, when you look at the next verse, it says, for this is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. You know, I will abundantly bless our provision. I will satisfy our poor with bread. So when you are favored, you are blessed. When you are favored, there will be provision. Can you see now? So, you know, you are not a stranger to favor. Say, I am not a stranger to favor. You are not a stranger to favor. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So favor is important because it is the engineer of great future. Now, if you want to have a fulfilling future, you need favor. You know, favor is a master key to a world of fulfillment. If you want to have a world of fulfillment, you need favor. You know the reason? Because it changes and gloriously reposition people. You know, when you are favored, you know, favor will change and gloriously reposition you, giving you advantage over others. You know? And I begin to see this happening in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something, people of God. Life is not a race of strength or sweetness or skill. It answers completely to favor. You know, the most powerful people are not the ones that are mostly blessed. No, life, it does not answer to strength. It's not a race of strength or sweetness or skill. Let's read Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse number 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. Yes.
I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all.
Time and chance. You know, it's not by your eloquence. It's not by anything. It is God. Hear me this morning. Probably you have been doing everything in your strength, and nothing happened. Connect to God. You know why? Because life is not a race of strength, or sweetness, or skill. It everything answers to favor. The quality of man's life is a function of the favor at work for him. Let me tell you again. The quality of a man's life is a function of the favor that is at work for him. May favor be at work for you. As from this time henceforth, may your life start to change, even change for good in the name of Jesus. Now let me now go straightly to principles that attract divine favor in life. Principles That now, don't forget this morning, we are talking about principles that attract divine favor in life. Now, what are the principles now that will attract divine favor into your life? And I will see you after this time out, in Jesus' name.
Are you under satanic convenant or curses? Is your life full of delay or no accomplishment at all? Join Reverend David Onanuga and Crush the Devil program every Friday by 10 a.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries International, behind Daptop Oil and Gas, Rock City Avenue, Acero, Abeokuta. Come and experience God's power. Jesus is Lord.
Welcome back in Jesus' name. I am sure God is blessing you, speaking to your heart, encouraging you through this word this morning. We are talking on the principles, you know, that attract divine overflowing favor. Because I know your time has come. What are these principles? I'm going to give you as many. If you have a Bible or you have, you know, paper there with you, you know, please start to write them gradually, you know, and I'm sure that the Almighty God, we use it to bless the name of Jesus. Number one thing, things that attract favor, principles that attract favor in life, number one is godliness. Godliness, which means righteousness and holiness. You see, godliness produces greatness even in the midst of opposition and challenges. Even for the mere fact that people are opposing you, they are challenging you, that will even increase, you know, your door of favor. Can you see that? So, you know, favor doesn't bow in the midst of opposition or challenges. Does it? So, when you live godly life, you know, the door of favor opens. Unique favored men in the Bible, like Joseph, like Job, Daniel, were lifted because of their godliness. People like Joseph, you know what happened to Joseph? He refused to go with Potiphar's wife. Can you see now? You know what happened to Job? He refused to curse God. Even see what they say, the calamity that happened to him. Look at Daniel. Daniel refused to eat the king's ration because that ration is an occultic ration. And also he refused to join other people. You know, he would not take bribe. Because his excellent spirit dwell in him. Now, why will such not have favor? Look now. If you want favor, you know, live by godliness. To live by godliness is to live by the world standard. You now determine your life that from today it is Jesus and his word. You know, all the mesmerism that people are doing in the world, you just put them aside and you said, I will live my life for Jesus. So you can join this unique favored men in the Bible, like Joseph, like Job, like Daniel, who are lifted because of their godliness. May God open our eyes to this issue this morning. Because the Bible says righteousness, you know, is lifted in nation. But sin is a reproach. So you can be lifted by godliness. Number two principles that attract favor is repentance. Repentance. That's why, you know, I'm calling upon all of us as Christians today to repent from our past life. So people are saying, no, once you are a Christian, you are a Christian forever. Who told you that? You see, you must be Christian till he comes. In fact, God said David was a man after his heart. Why? Because of a repentant heart. You know, the other point, David is always ready to repent. Oh, no wonder God loves him. Now, all the things you have done, things you have done to your spouse, to your wife, to people, why can't you repent? Because unrepentant heart is a clog. You know, we make a clog, you know, in the pathway of favor. You know, unrepentant heart, you know, will derive a man from being blessed by God. One thing that God hates, or one thing that will not make Christians to get to heaven, is because they refuse to repent of their sins. Not that because of sin, but because they refused to repent. So, David was a man after God's heart. Why? Because he repented. He has a repentant heart. So, stop defending your sin. Many of us, we like to defend sin. You know, stop defending your sin and deny your sin. Stop denying your sin. They say you have done this. You are defending. This is flesh. You know, don't you want God to favor your life? People that desire favor, they don't defend flesh. No, they will not. No, they will not. So stop defending flesh and stop denying sin. You will see how God will move in your life. Number three thing that will make favor to work for you is when you forgive offenses. Can we read Matthew chapter 6 from verse 12 to 13? Matthew chapter 6 from verse 12 to 13.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Hallelujah. Can you see now? You know, he said forgive. So, you know, look, if we don't forgive others, if you don't forgive your spouse, favor will not rub upon you. Unforgiveness rubs away, you know, the glory of favor. Unforgiveness rubs away, you know, the glory of favor. So why can't you forgive? Now, hear me very, very well. God does not forgive based on his capacity to forgive. God does not forgive based on his capacity to forgive, but he forgives according to the proportion we forgive. If you can forgive, then God will forgive you. Can you say that? So God doesn't forgive based on his capacity to forgive. He forgives according to the proportion we do forgive. So why can you forgive others? This morning, Jesus Christ came to this world. You know, he died for our sin. He forgave us, took our own glory, battered glory, tattered glory, and he gave us, you know, a glorious one. You know, he forgave us. He drew us near to God. Why can't you also forgive others? Why can't you behave like Jesus? Why can't you have the heart of God? Bible says, let this heart be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Number four thing, that four principle that transforms your life is honor spiritual chain of authority. Honor spiritual chain of authority. You see, when you are in under authority, obey. You know, because there are three divinely ordained or major areas of authority that God has made. Number one is the governmental authority, which is for nation. Number two, the church, which is spiritual. Number three, the family, which is parental. Now, when you honor all, you know, every authority that God has ordained, your life will be favored. For example, you know, Bible says, children, obey your father and the Lord. You know, and he attached with the blessing. He said, God will what? We grant you long life and prosperity. Now, if you honor your father, you know, your earthly father, it will bring blessings of God upon your life. People don't know this. You know, if you obey in the church, for example, you submit to spiritual authority, I'm telling you that God will bless your life with favor. Because God compass the righteous with what? With favor, at what? Like a shield. So, you know, this morning, I want you to understand that, you know, you must submit to authority. Some of us, we are so rebellious, you know, we are so disobedient, we behave anyhow, we do anything we want to do, and we're forgetting that, you know, we are destroying our own life by ourselves. Don't allow rebellious spirit in your life. Don't allow the spirit of disobedience. You know, allow a humble spirit like the spirit of Jesus Christ to dwell in you. If truly you want God to favor your life. Can you see now? I've seen people in the Bible days, the reason why they are not favored was because of their heart condition, their heart problem. And up till today, people still have this heart problem. They disobey authority in the church. You know, they will not go for God. They will go for something else. No matter what you share with them, you know, your Bible will say, Tinu-mon-mon-she. How long will you continue with this? Excuse me, repent. So that God will favor you. Number five principle that attracts favor is that you use your gift. Excuse me, use your gift. You know, don't forget that, you know, the people I mentioned, people like David, they use their gift. That was why Ray Favor came. He was so skillful in playing musical instrument. You know, he has various type of gift. Joseph was gifted in the area of dream. He used it and it blessed him. You know, so use your gift. Let's read, you know, Proverbs 18:16. Proverbs chapter 18, verse number 16. Yes.
A man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men.
Can you see a man's gift makes a room for him? It makes a way for you. Can you see now? It brings favor to your life. You know, if you are gifted in doing something, excuse me, do it well. Even if God has given you a peculiar gift, you know, don't cover it up. Because, you know, that gift will bring you to great men. It will bring you to great people in life. Can you see now? It will open the door for you. Why? Because gifts of God, they are door openers. Gift of God in your life, they are opening doors for favor. Excuse me, use your gift. If you are gifted in singing, why? All these years, you never wrote out tape or song. Why? If you are gifted in evangelism, you never move out. Eh? Move out. You know, use your gift for God and let the name of God be glorified. Also, if you want to be faithful in life, excuse me, respect servant of God. Hmm? Like that Shunammite woman. You see, she was faithful. You know what happened? She respected Elisha. She built a house for Elisha. She, you know, put everything in place for in the house. Eh? For a man of God. She gave her a wonderful respect. Now, at the end of the day, what happened? God gave her what she was requesting. God gave her a son. May God help us to understand this in Jesus' name. Some people say, like one lady came to my office and I was trying to cancel her. I said, until you do this, you know, God will never bless your life. Until you do this, life will become meaningless. You know what he said to me? He said, excuse me, sir, are you God? I said, you know, why are you asking this one? It's because she will not. You know, she has become so disobedient at home. So rascally, you know, based at home. So she was also challenging me to, are you God? No, you don't need to say that. All you need to do is to respect. Not to worship them, but to respect them. You know, let's see a place where they disrespect in 2 Kings chapter 2 from verse 23 to 25. 2 Kings chapter 2 from verse 23 down to 25 years.
And he went up from thence unto Bethel, and as he was going up by the way, there came forth little children out of the city and mocked him and said unto him, go up thou bad hair. Go up thou bad hair. And he turned back and looked on them and cursed them in the name of the Lord. And there came forth two sheep bears out of the wood, and 42 children of them. And he went from thence to Mount Carmel, and from thence he returned to Samaria.
Hallelujah. Can you see children mocking the man of God? Hey, look at this bear man. Look at this bear-headed man. And bear came from nowhere. 42 of them were destroyed, were slaughtered and killed. Look, respect men of God. Stop talking bad about them. You know? And also, let's see 2 Kings chapter 5 from verse 20. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 20. Yes.
But Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, said, behold, my master has spared Naaman, this Syrian, in not receiving at his hand that which he brought. But as the Lord liveth, I will run after him and take somewhat of him.
Now, he ran after him. Not only that he collected goods, he collected leprosy. Can you see now? He collected leprosy. His descendant became leper. They are lepers. You know, they became something else. Now, you see, respect men of God. Another thing that can bring, you know, divine to your life is by giving. Give to the Lord. Give your tithe to God. Give your offering. Give other gifts to show that you love God. Hallelujah. Give to God. Now, look at Psalm 50 verse 5. You know, I'm rushing because of time. You know, I want us to get to the root of this portion this morning. You know, Psalm 50 verse 5.
Gather my sin together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice.
Those who have made covenant with me by sacrifice, gather them. God wants to bless them with favor. Gather them together for me. All those. So, givers are people who are blessed. You know, if you're a giver, you'll be favored. No way. It happens in my life. I know when you are a giver, God will favor you. Hey, hallelujah. God has favored me many ways. God has blessed many ways. The more I give, the more I am blessed. Excuse me, it's not good to be stingy. You can't be favored. It's not good to be stingy. Even in Luke 6:38, what does it say? Give. And what? It shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed together, running over. Shall what? Shall men. You see, when you give, God will send men to you. You know why men are not coming to you? Because you are not given to God. The moment you are not given to God, God will not send men to you. Hallelujah. And then lastly, you know, you must keep away, you know, from unfavored company. Companies that are not favored, men that are not favored, keep far from them. Keep far from them. Let me quickly read Proverbs 13 because our time is gone. Proverbs 13, verse 20. Yes.
He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed.
Excuse me, walk with wise men. Even Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3 says, blessed is he that don't walk, you know, in the company of the fool. So don't go into the grand company. Don't. Until Lot left Abraham was not favored. That Lot in your life must go. Then the last thing is fasting and prayer. You must fast and pray for favor to come. Favor doesn't just come in here. It can come through fasting. Thank you for giving us your attention this morning. I will see you tomorrow in church. In Jesus' name. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Everything I want to say.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the man for our free tracts and magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The man for our books and various topics. Join us in our family life and leadership conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.